This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly three dozen trucks entered Gaza in the largest aid convoy since the war between Israel and Hamas began. But humanitarian workers say the assistance still falls desperately short of needs after thousands of people broke into warehouses seeking food. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll among Palestinians passed 8,000 as Israeli tanks and infantry pursue what Israel calls a second stage in the war ignited by Hamas in the brutal October 7th incursion in the war. The toll is without precedent in decades of Israeli-Palestinian violence. Over 1,400 people have died on the Israeli side, many civilians killed during the initial attack. Hundreds of people stormed into the main airport in Russia's Dagestan region and onto the landing field, seeking passengers arriving from Tel Aviv. That's according to the Russian news agencies and social media postings. Russian news reports say the crowd surrounded the airliner, which belonged to Russian carrier Red Wings. Video and social media show some in the crowd waving Palestinian flags and others trying to overturn a police car. Mexican authorities have raised the death toll to 48 from Hurricane Otis. This is days after the fierce Category 5 storm struck the country's southern Pacific coast and the tourist city of Acapulco. Mexico's Civil Defense Agency said Sunday that 43 of the dead were found in Acapulco and five in a nearby community. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 1,000 people gathered for an evening vigil to remember those killed and wounded in Maine's worst mass shooting. The names of the 18 killed were read aloud along a city's event. Authorities say the 40-year-old Robert Card opened fire Wednesday in a bowling alley and then a bar, leaving 18 dead, 13 injured. He was found dead Friday of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Reverend Todd Little from the First United Pentecostal Church of Lewiston spoke at Sunday's vigil of how that diverse community is now sharing brokenness, worry, fear, and loss because of the shooting. The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case in Washington has reimposed a narrow gag order barring him from making public comments and targeting prosecutors. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan had temporarily lifted the gag order as she considered the former president's request to keep it on hold while he challenges the reconstructions of his speech in higher courts. King Charles III wants to look to the future when his four-day state visit to Kenya starts Tuesday. But first, he will have to confront the past. Charles is facing calls to address the legacy of eight decades of British colonial rule. He also faces complaints that the British colonial rule and foreigners still own large swaths of rich farmland, and foreigners still own the UK has failed to accept responsibility for the crimes of Britain's soldiers around the world because it is among the king's first state to visit to an African nation. Recapping one of our top stories. Nearly three dozen trucks entered Gaza in the largest aid convoy since the war began between Israel and Hamas, but humanitarian short of needs for after thousands of people broke into warehouses trying to get access to food. And hundreds of people stormed into the main airport in Russia's Dagestan region and onto the landing, seeking passengers arriving from Tel Aviv. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.